Sex, Drink and Yellow Fish by Jason Blake. Remember what it was like to be 18? Fridays thundered into Saturdays, Saturdays spiralled into Sundays, and Sundays melted into a lazy, hazy week. During the hangovers, between flares of creativity and the desire to get drunk, an unlikely friendship begins to blur into a relationship. What unfolds is a passionate and playful romance, taking him on a journey more exciting than he could ever have imagined. As Jay navigates the rocky road between love and alcohol, the consequences of his actions begin to catch up with him as his best-laid plans start to unravel rapidly. Was everything he holds dear to him about to slip through his fingers? This is the story of Jay's pursuit of fun and fulfillment, with more than a few mishaps along the way. A Moment in May, 1988, St Mary's Church, Lutterworth, Leicestershire. Jay parked his backside on the nearest bench within the grounds of the church, happy that the graves were far from reaching it. It was a peaceful British summer, not a cloud in the sky, and the distant sounds of birds, children playing, lawnmowers, and an ice cream van in the distance all layered perfectly and subtly. He took three swallows of Coke, wiped his mouth, and before he could offer his girl a taste, she had laid down across the bench with her head positioned neatly into his lap so that the sun could shine directly onto her face. He thought how beautiful she looked, and suddenly he felt warm and ever more joyful. He gently brushed his right hand through her big curly blonde hair that he adored and meticulously pushed loose strands behind her left ear just to see her cute round face and wide mouth smile all the more. Sipping at his Coke, he took time to study the different shades of green surrounding him and enjoyed the effect the sunlight made as it passed through the leaves to the ground, where the added breeze made an interesting dappled effect on the grass. Time, it seemed, had somehow become immaterial. Shelley's smile had not wavered in hours, fueling his carefree glow by the minute. He watched her loosen the buttons of her shirt, and as they slipped from their holes, the material gaped open, revealing the nape of her neck invitingly. The body shop's white musk perfume lifted into the air ever more so, mixing with the smell of flowers and freshly cut grass. This, he thought, was his very own female. She fascinated him without her realizing to what extent she actually did. With no hesitation, he gave in to her every whim and couldn't understand why. She was headstrong, bossy and domineering, the exact kind of person he had an unstoppable urge to retaliate and defy against. Yet, for some unknown reason, he gave himself to her. He allowed her to experiment by perming his hair without question. Even knocking him out with a tennis racket had not swayed his devotion. She taught him the simplest of things, like making popcorn or how to play draughts. She had filled him with a depth of emotion that he had never felt before, and he craved everything from her unique strength of character to the mascara mark she left on his pillow. Even her woolly tights seemed to spark the animal in him. He couldn't help but wonder if this was love. "What are you thinking about, Jay?" she murmured, studying his thoughtful brow. "Nothing much," he replied. "You know, just thinking." Glowing with a smile, she said, "I'm hungry. Shall we walk back?" He didn't respond. He was happy to stay there, where life had never been more wonderfully simple. Shelley then lifted herself up, squinted slightly, and brought a hand up to shade her eyes. "You okay, Jay?" He stood and put his hand out. "Yeah," he smiled. "Come on, let's go." She took his hand in hers, and they wandered down the pathway leisurely.